This is MSMBS. The year is 1967, and something incredible happens to music. Smokey Mike and the God King unveiled their hit song, Together Again. The song was massive, charting in both 1967 and 1968, and spent 87 weeks at number one. Needless to say, America was hooked, and a legacy was born. A legacy that continues to this day.
What inspired you to bring a song of this magnitude into the world?
I think it's no secret that our band was effectively done after Ian was caught mercilessly beating that child. But I was hoping there was some way we could turn things around. Working with my mentor, Phil Labonte, I asked him, is there something we can do that's not been done that'll be big? And he pointed out, with all these greats like the Beatles, with Zeppelin, you know, and Smokey Mike and the God King, there are a lot of opportunities for modern versions that have not been done properly. Now, a lot of people have covered Zeppelin, of course, but no one's done a good modern version of Together Again. And he was right. And I think that's when we realized, if we get this right, it could be huge.
So Carter, can you tell me, was it a challenge to create a modern version of such a timeless classic?
No. Are you fucking stupid? I'm Carter fucking Banks. Next question.
Okay, well, you know, I would like to get into the area of your crippling rock star energy addiction.
Hey, fuck you, man. We said that was off limits. I'm done.
Hey, where's my M&Ms? Where's Phil? Get Phil in here!
I've been alone. days and the bluest nights.